those, pork sausages. And I love those cheeseburgers and hamburgers and that McDonald's and French fries. Ooh, I love that stuff. And, and I get big and fat off of it all. I like to pick on that one because you can see it. It's the sin that's visible. I know some people, like, let's say, if you have a disease that makes you that way, okay, you get a pass. Maybe you can't. Jesus said, judge not after the outward appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Well, just watch how they eat, then. And I'm not going around judging people and looking how they eat, honestly. I'm mostly judging myself. Hey, I've been that way. I've been a man who was not able to control himself in the way I ate. And so, I'm really just judging my own self, okay, as being sinful in that. But now, God has called me to repentance. I'll say, in saying that, I'm not just coming down on people who are that way as someone who has never struggled in that. I'm coming down as someone who has overcome that by the power of God. And so, and say, well, I don't drink, I don't do this, but yeah, I use foul language. Well, that's got to go too. I don't know. He took away the drinking, but he didn't take away the foul language. I think God just doesn't care. Or I don't know. Well, he cares, don't you think? Yeah, well, but I believe that's all that really matters. Is that all that really matters? Sure. Well, it's like, well, if you believed him, you'd know. He wants to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You would not count the covenant and the blood wherewith you are sanctified as an unclean thing. No thanks, God. I think I'll pass on that. That's what you're saying. I'm saying Jesus' blood is there available to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. I'll take a pass. No thank you. Get to the Bible. I'll pass. No thanks, Jesus. See ya. I'll take salvation on my terms. I'll take righteousness on my terms. Yeah, I like to be without drunkenness. Sure. I like to be without this, but I like that. I like to eat. I like to cuss. I like to smoke. Whatever it is. Whatever you're hanging on to. And you're unrighteously, I'll take a pass on that righteousness. Submit yourself to God, or he's going to cast you out. You don't believe me? Well, then don't listen. And please, don't complain when you see the righteous sit down with God and yourself cast out. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You're going to come up to Jesus and say, Lord, Lord, I called you Lord. And in fact, I did many wonderful works in your name. Like, I believed, and I stopped drinking, and I gave to the poor. And he's going to look at you and say, you know what? I don't know you. I never knew you. Depart from me. You're a worker of iniquity. And you'll stand there. You'll be speechless. Just like the man who came to the wedding without the proper wedding garment on, you will be speechless. I'll tell you what, if you say God is going to judge you righteous and you still sin, well, either you're a very hopeful person thinking it's going to change, or if you think, no, it's not going to change, but I'm going to, See, we preach something, teach something, to cause you to aim for something, a high calling in Christ Jesus, not something that's less, something that's not as good, not as awesome as this calling we have in Christ Jesus. We have an awesome and glorious calling in Christ. To walk in the light as he is in the light. To have fellowship with God and walk with him on this earth. And what is coming will blow your mind. That's why you can't even know. That's why people don't even really know what's coming. Because to know it, would the back of your brain would blast out of your head. It would... your head would go. It would just blow your mind. I'm being a little bit of a hyperbole there. But I speak the truth in that sense.